Joan Alex Show on Radio Now. What we're into, you can share and let us know. It could be music. It could be a movie you've seen. You're like, you got to go check this thing out. It could be clothing, food. It don't matter. Share what you're into. 833-JOE-ALEX. Also, you can send us a tweet at Joan Alex Show. And hey, if you want to see what we're into, we put a swipe up link on our Instagram story. If you follow us, you'll see that at Joe and Alex Show. For me, I don't care if I get a lot of heat. I will just share it because I think this is something that we'd all be into. At Chick-fil-A, I was there the other day and my wife got it. And I was like, let me try that, girl. Chick-fil-A's got their Frosted Key Lime Lemonade. It's a drink where they mix up, I guess, this key lime stuff with lemonade. It's hand spun. They add natural key lime flavor to their lemonade and combine it with vanilla ice cream. Oh.
It was good.
Alex, I didn't even want to try it, but I took a sip. I'm addicted to it. It is so good. So if you're going to Chick-fil-A, I recommend you give it a try. It is called their Key Lime Lemonade, their Key Lime drink. You'll get that at Chick-fil-A. What are you into this week?
I am into this song, and I am not a huge country music person, but...
Oh, yes, you are. You have a cowboy hat on all the time.
I'm really not, but I have been liking this song, and what's interesting is I think this is the new Before He Cheats by Carrie Underwood. It's by a girl named Gabby Barrett. She's a new artist, and the song is called I Hope.
I hope you hear a song that makes you sing along. Get you thinking about her, then the last several miles turn into a blur. Yeah. I hope you both feel the sparks by the end of the drive. I hope you know she's the one by the end of the night. I hope you never ever felt more free. Tell your friends that you're so happy.
Yeah, okay, so in that, I thought the clip was going to be a little bit longer, but she says, I hope he cheats. So basically, she was cheated on, and she's saying, like, to the new girl, like, you know, yeah, I hope he takes you out on these long drives, and he takes you out on these fancy dates and all that. And then after all of that, when you're all in love with him, I hope he cheats. And it's just like she drops that bomb, and you're not expecting it, and it's so freaking good. But that song will get you in your feels if you've ever been cheated on. I have not, as far as I know, which I'm 99% sure I really haven't. No, all my, like, we just break up. Like, guys have dated other girls after me and stuff immediately that I think they were liking, but we just end up breaking up and then they date them. I really don't think that I've been cheated on. But the song is called I Hope by Gabby Barrett.
You've had a lot of relationship or, like, songs lately about guys.
Well, this isn't anything. I don't, like I said, I don't relate to this. I just like it.
Are you trying to kill all men here? Watch out, dudes. All right, Porkchop, what are you into this week?
I like the TV show 911. What?
Well, what is it?
Oh. Yeah, you got to tell us what it is. I mean, not everybody knows what you know.
Well, I told you I recently downloaded Hulu, but only because it's a free trial. And there's a show, I think it came out a year ago, but it's just called 911. And it's, it's about a 911 operator.
Is it real life 911 calls or is it more like a dramatic thing like
it's
acting?
It's not like Rescue 911. It's like a drama.
Okay. It's fiction.
It's scripted.
Okay, that's what I was wondering, because like I like those 911 shows like back in the day. What did you used to watch like on the channel all the time? It's mm-hmm. like
I used to watch Rescue 911 and Unsolved 911, Mysteries. Yeah.
But
and so did Pork Shop.
I'll have to check that out.
You guys are weirdos.
Love
weirdos?
Those shows.
I don't know.
What
I never
are you?
Liked any of those shows.
Netflix is coming out with a rebooted version of Unsolved Mysteries very, very soon. It'll be very good. Also, speaking of 911 operators, there is a huge chance that your local 911 operator area place or whatever needs operators. So if you're looking for a part-time job.
How much do they pay?
It's probably minimum wage. It's not a lot of money.
That's
a huge problem.
To be fair, if Liv the Web Girl was picking up my 911 call, I'd rather just, you know, die.
Aww.
That's terrible.
Well.
I'm just saying, Liv, like, what's wrong with you? Hold on a second. So
well,
you guys hear
obviously
about
not anyone will get hired.
No, I'm
but
sure they, like, have to, like, really train you, and yeah. Then you still might not get hired.
If you're looking for a job, just something to consider. I know
Sorry.
That there's a need for that.
I'd love to get your information to send a unit out there, but I'm just really busy right now with my draft.
Oh, hold on. Sorry, Mike. My annoying coworkers are texting me nonstop. Give me one second.
Yeah,
I'm just
well, that is true. I can't deny that one. What are you into this week, Liv?
I'm into a comic called Anthony Jeselnik.
Huh?
Anthony Jeselnik. He's really funny. He has a special on Netflix. I'll put a link to it. But before people go and check him out, he has an extremely, extremely dark, dark, twisted sense of humor.
This is a family-friendly show. Why are you bringing that up?
Not for the easily offended.
Not for the easily offended.
Not politically correct.
Not politically correct. Not for kids. No children. Please, no children. And also, if you do not like dark and sick and twisted humor, then please just don't check it out because you're going to get upset.
Liv showed me and I freaking love him.
He is my absolute new favorite. But if you like dark humor and you like twisted humor and you can see the irony in some of those things, then you will literally be crying. You're laughing so hard.
Is there any joke that you think is PG-13 enough that you can share?
Yes,
okay,
I can.
Okay, tell us.
So he says, I was in San Francisco the other night and I was at this bar and I see this woman and I mean, she is supermodel hot, like supermodel pretty. And so I go over to her and I'm like, hey, what's your name? What do you do? And where do you live? And she goes, oh, I'm from San Francisco and I'm a brain surgeon. And he was like, wow, like, and you know, I don't know if this makes me sexist, but I was like really, really impressed. I never see girls be good at sarcasm.
I love it. See, it's hilarious.
That is, and if that offended you, run.
You won't like it.
Run, run, because it gets way, way, way worse.
Don't get it.
You can see all of this on our Instagram story. Just swipe up at Joe and Alex Show and you can see all the direct links to everything that we talked about today.
Yeah, and send us a tweet if there's something you're into at Joe and Alex Show.